Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ethan Lane of the NCBA's Washington, D.C. office. Back with Ethan in just a moment.
Hey, Ted, what's new with you?
Well, I just got back from seeing my banker.
Boy, I dread the thought of that.
No, it really went great because I told him I've got my bull costs all locked in for the year.
Well, how'd you do that when these bull sale averages are so gosh darn high?
I called Jorgensen Land and Cattle and leased my bulls for this year.
Well, my concern with lease bulls is quality.
You don't have to worry about that with Jorgensen Bulls. Our neighbors to the south leased bulls from Jorgensen Land and Cattle last year, and those were some top quality bulls.
Yeah, I saw those bulls too. I just figured he spent a ton of money at the sale. Those were the best bulls he's ever had. So, you locked in your bull cost by leasing with Jorgensen Land and Cattle, huh?
That's right. I have a happy banker and don't have to feed bulls or fix fence in the off-season.
Have you got their phone number, Ted?
Yeah, it's easy. 800-548-BULL.
That's 800-548-BULL, you say?
Yep. Just give them a call and Jorgensen Land and Cattle will answer all of your bull leasing questions and get you set up with some top quality bulls for the year. Call Jorgensen Land and Cattle at 800-548-2855.
Talk with Ethan Lane, of course, out of the D.C. office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Cattle producers gathering here. No shortage of things to look at, be concerned about going on inside the Washington Beltway.
Yeah, there's no shortage of issues this week. Every committee has stuff going on. I think a lot of producers are really focused on supply chain, right, and how those larger supply chain challenges are impacting them as producers, whether that's labor shortages, whether that's transportation struggles, whether that's some of the challenges we've seen with getting product moved overseas. A lot of questions on that front. Obviously, cattle markets continue to be a front and center topic for producers in the building here. You know, at the end of the day, here we are a couple years into this conversation, and we still have a lot of states, I think, that view these issues very differently. And that's not surprising given different business models around the country and different ways of producing cattle and bringing them to market. This is the venue where we try to work out our differences and find a common path forward. You know, we have senators up on the Hill that are very strong in their opinions on this, and this is the avenue to provide some input as to where the industry wants to go on these topics. So we'll look forward to having some really good discussions this week. I think there'll be a lot of chat on trade. I mean, that's been a real bright spot for us. Where we go from here, we're going to have the British ambassador here, you know, talking a little bit about opportunities there in the UK. And that's going to provide some avenue to talk about things like sustainability and climate and the cattle industry's role in that. You know, we're in such a better place than we were in that conversation just a few short years ago. We could be a year into this administration looking at a lot of overregulation and a lot of, really detrimental climate policy. We haven't seen that yet. WOTUS being kind of the obvious example that sets aside from that. But by and large, this has been a pretty good opportunity in this administration to talk about what a good job the cattle industry does.
But, you know, we've got the Supreme Court now saying they're going to take up that WOTUS case again, another bite of this cap of this conversation. What from Idaho for the last since 2004
was that what? Eight? Where Panos was 2008. Yeah, I mean that's the logical place this is going to have to go, right? This issue was sort of uncorked at the Supreme Court, and this argument about significant nexus, and logically, you know, you have administration after administration trying to craft something that works and is durable in the court system. And I would expect that to continue. You know, the current administration's plan, this two-stage process, really leaves the ag side exposed. You know, they strip back to the 1986 guidance. They take out some of the ag exemptions, all of the ag exemptions, with the promise that, gosh, we're going to do more later. That is not something that leaves us with a feeling of comfort, given how long these rules have taken to promulgate, years and years to get across the finish line before they start the court system.
Is there going to be any remnants of, the Biden administration's proposal that basically got bogged down in the U.S. Senate? We're going to see bits and pieces that come back through the process this year. Are we kind of done?
Oh, you're talking about Build Back Better.
Right.
I think Build Back Better is going to still sort of live on as an unattainable dream for a lot of members on the Democratic side of the aisle. But effectively, you know, there hasn't been any change in that conversation since this summer. There's been this narrative that, you know, gosh, Joe Manchin's, you know, changing his opinion and he's willing to deal and then he's not. He's been incredibly consistent about what he wants to see and doesn't want to see. And I think part of his concern beyond the spending was the manner in which it was being conducted, right? This budget reconciliation process, the fact that there are things in there that otherwise Republicans could support, that because of this process, they weren't going to be given the opportunity to. And I think he's right. right in looking at that and saying, you know, gosh, why would we make something partisan that doesn't need to be by using this kind of winner-takes-all tool? Those dynamics aren't changing. I think there are some members that would like to talk about breaking it up into smaller pieces. I don't know where the time or the appetite comes from to do that when they still haven't funded the government. We're still talking about yet another CR by February 18th. Mm-hmm. They've got to go run for Congress again here pretty quick. You know, it's a tough calendar to start thinking about reconstructing Build Back Better and taking another run at it.
Talk with Ethan Lane in Houston at the Cattle Industry Convention. Our coverage brought to you by Performance Beef, easy-to-use cattle management software. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 44th Annual All Breeds Bull Sale happening Saturday, February 5th at 12:15 p.m. at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion, Cheyenne, Oklahoma. 65 breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial, will be offered. Angus, Sim-Angus, Red Angus, Hereford, Black Hereford, and Charolais. For more information or to request a catalog, contact Linda Lucas, 580-497-7366. Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association Annual All Breeds Bull Sale, February 5th.
That's your Beef Buzz in Houston. I'm Ron Hayes.